Good morning, Lisa Finucan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Gulliver's Wife is by Lauren Chater, and you're going to review it for us, please.
I am, and I'm going to start with saying that one of my favourite books of all time is Jean Rhys's Wide Sargasso Sea, which is a story of the mad wife from Jane Eyre. And the reason I like it so much, I think it was the first book that really made me think about the stories that are behind the stories and the people who sit behind the traditional heroes. It's like how we look at history now. You know, we don't necessarily look at the king, English king, or the admiral, or the explorer, but we look at history from below. We look at the people who make up society, including, and I think particularly women. And that's what Gulliver's Wife's about. It's a really good historical novel about a character that we would only have read about previously as a footnote to another story. So Mary is the wife of, she's a fictional wife of the fictional Lemuel Gulliver, who, of course, is the protagonist of Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift, which people will know probably mostly from The Tiny People of Lilliput. But the book itself was a really complex satire on 18th century Europe and religions and social mores and that sort of thing. So what Lauren Chater does is that she imagines the life of the family left behind, of this man who's constantly appearing and disappearing. He's lost at sea and then he's found again, and then he's absolutely bonkers when he turns up. And I think what is the case with all explorers, and I think Captain Cook's wife is the same, the wives and families are left at home to fend for themselves with very little money and a host of debt. So Mary, the fictional Mary, and her children have been left destitute when Gulliver sets off on his first trip. But she's a respected and a talented midwife, and so she's slowly got her financial security together again. It's set in the early 1700s, and the lot of poor and particularly women was definitely not easy. And this book is very much about the challenges faced by women as wives or not as wives, and expectant mothers, and their paupers and their prostitutes, and they've got very little in the way of rights. So this book is a very harsh and realistic look at the life. You know, women dying in childbirth was really common. Women and men were hanged for what we'd call very trivial crimes, and they were thrown into Bedlam, whereas if you weren't mad before you went, and you certainly were after a couple of days there. But Mary is succeeding, and despite this hardness of her life, she's making a name for herself as a midwife, because Gulliver's been gone. And all's going swimmingly until 3 years after being dead, he returns. He's ill and he's loopy, and he's telling stories about tiny little people he met on his travels. So she's made a life and he's come in to destroy it. And it's the whole book is about very much how women in this particular society are controlled by men. So Mary had some independence when she thought she was a widow and she had her own trade to follow. But as a wife, she's completely beholden to a selfish and very abusive husband. And men, of course, control her trade and how she plies it and how she educates her son and whether she can walk at night and all those sorts of things. Now, you add to this, there's a classic mother-daughter conflict, there's a serial rapist, and there's a college of surgeons waiting to introduce forcep deliveries as the first line of childbirth, which means they'll be doing away with the role of midwives. And that's, of course, what happened. And so in the late 1800s, women increasingly died in terrible deaths in childbirth because they brought these sort of surgeons in to take over the role. So this is a dark book and it's confronting, but not unbearably so, because you're quite, the characters have hope. Mary, the main character, she's really appealing. She's not perfect, but she's a strong woman, and so we're really behind her. You know, she's got a very challenging relationship with her, you know, a father-obsessed adolescent daughter. You know, the girl Bess, she adores her father, and, you know, she loves his tales of adventure, and he promises to take her with him, but clearly he's never going to because he's not a very nice man. And then she says her mother trying to control her but lacking control of her life. And like all of us as daughters, we blame our mothers for what they can't do or what society makes them do. So it's very relatable even today. And there's some really real relationships like that in this book. There's a bit of romance. There's no knight in shining armour, but there's nice little romance happening. And it seems historically accurate and really well written. It's really frustrating for us or me and everybody as 21st century women or people, because, you know, it is history and it's hard to believe how powerless and how abused women and children were, but they were. We don't like Gulliver as a character, but you don't ever quite know if maybe he's telling the truth about his adventures. You're never quite sure. And the other thing about this book, there's a really good author's note at the end of the book, which gives the context, to, you know, historically and in relationship to the to Swift's book. So that's really worth a read to give that that context. And I usually read those first. And the only other thing I'd say is it's apparently it's a lovely cover, but thanks to the COVID situation, I had to read it as a PDF, which reminds me why I really, really, really like real books.
Yes.
But this is one I would buy to have and to lend a friend, definitely.
Yeah, it sounds accomplished. And the other thing, and I think you alluded to it, is that we read it through our contemporary eyes. Does she resist rewriting her characters or judging her characters? Does she manage to leave them in their context?
Very much. And as I say, she's a strong woman. And we know, this is, I mean, this is history from below. We know that little people made little changes. And that's what that's why society as it is today. It's not just the fact that we won a battle. It's that this woman as a midwife is fighting for the right of women to tend other women, those sorts of things. The right of women to go into Bedlam, to look after their mothers if they're in Bedlam. So it's those little incremental changes to society that this is what this is about. So it, we read it as 21st century women, but absolutely there's nothing I think that is unlikely from as an 18th century woman.
Lisa, thank you. Is it Lauren Chatter? Do you think it's Chatter, the author's surname? Excellent. I think I'm interviewing her later in the week, actually, listeners, on Friday. But thank you so much. It's an excellent review, Lisa. Thank you. Lauren Chatter, the book is Gulliver's Wife. It's published by Simon & Schuster. $35 the price, as Lisa says. Hopefully not too long till you can get your hands on hard copy books at your bookstore again.